I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. Coming up, trouble stirs in Myanmar as the government puts even more pressures on believers. Later, sharing Christ in a closed nation isn't easy, but that doesn't mean it's impossible. First, people are suffering in Myanmar, where ongoing military opposition since a 2021 coup has left the country devastated. Greg Kelly of Unknown Nations says the conflict creates an impasse for aid groups.
To go in and to set up infrastructures to help the people in the active presence of them doing carpet bombings and attacking indiscriminately villages is almost impossible.
One of the villages where Kelly's colleagues work was recently attacked.
Everyone in that community who obviously wasn't killed is living in the jungles right now. They said we're like stray dogs living in the wilderness.
While practical help is crucial, Kelly says his team is focused on sharing the gospel in his majority Buddhist country, despite Buddhism's reputation as a calm and peaceful religion.
I can tell you that some of the fiercest opposition to the gospel we hear around the world comes right out of Myanmar.
But in the face of loss and tragedy, Kelly says people are open to the gospel.
The day after this particular attack happened, where 270 homes were completely annihilated, at our training center, 18 people were water baptized.
Please pray for continued spiritual harvest in Myanmar and pray for more laborers toward that end. Meanwhile, conflict in the Democratic Republic of the Congo has caused approximately 6 million deaths since 1996. Those fleeing death and war find hope and promise in Uganda. Roughly 2,500 new refugees arrive in Uganda each week, mostly from the DRC. Teach Beyond's David Durant says,
Uganda is, I think, unique in the world in that they have really an open door policy of saying people that come are going to be given land and provided with the basic national services that their citizens would be.
Through teacher training and a Christian academy, Teach Beyond uses educational services rooted in a biblical worldview to impact the lives of teachers and students.
There are thousands, tens of thousands of people either in the most remote parts of Uganda or refugees coming in that are really not able to access even sort of the core essentials of a school because they're just too far away. I probably could open up sort of suite of schools and have 10 or 20,000 more students in those schools just within a couple of days.
Teach Beyond needs your help to meet those colossal needs.
When you're working in mission with this part of the world in this particular context, people need to walk alongside or we're not able to really move forward.
While giving is the best way to help, going is another option too. Visit us online to connect with Teach Beyond.
Hey, if you're an educator with a real passion for this, we really want to hear from you.
Finally, imagine tuning into a new channel on the radio and suddenly hearing these slow words. For God so loved the world. What are you listening to? Well, it's the Bible, spoken so that you can write it down. That's one of the ways Christians outside of North Korea send God's word over the border.
Getting a Bible inside North Korea is very, very difficult. And so that radio broadcast is the Bible for many North Koreans.
Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says the radio broadcast they sponsor also shares Christian testimonies. Believers are able to hear stories of their own countrymen who have left the nation.
Another project that we support regularly is balloon launches that carry, in some cases, carry whole Bibles, but carry gospel tracts, carry other gospel materials across through the air, across that border into North Korea.
There are other ways that they can't share that the good news of Jesus is reaching into this closed nation. Be encouraged that it's reaching. Pray for fruit to come from this work. Today, pray especially for Christian families.
Even parents have to be incredibly cautious about talking to their own children about their faith. So praying for gospel opportunities and seed planting opportunities.
Read the full report at missionnews.org. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people like you. Join us here on Facebook, X, Instagram, or stream our podcast on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.